Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Thanks for listening to the Financial Flight Plan podcast. We appreciate you joining us for another episode as we wind down the year. This is the final episode for 2019. It is tough to believe that the year has already flown by. When we recorded this, this is going to air right before Christmas. And I know, Bree, you're getting close or getting ready and prepared, as always, for the greatest holiday of the year, right?
We are. We have the Estes family, more so the captain, CEO of Estes Financial Services, also known as my father, a.k.a. the Christmas Grinch, has a rule that the trees do not go up, lights don't go up. There is not a single thing that has to do with Christmas until after Thanksgiving. So around the office, we're still full of pumpkins here today, but pretty quickly we'll be going up with holiday decorations, I'll tell you that.
Like, how soon does that start? Is that like right after Thanksgiving meal's done, or do you actually wait till Friday to actually pull everything out?
I will confess to you, Ben, that my husband and I will probably be pulling things out Friday before we actually have Thanksgiving with my parents. We do two Thanksgivings, but my parents won't start until Saturday, at least. It's dad's law. Now, not to say that the Reyes family, my family, Joaquin and I and Nate, haven't already started celebrating a little bit. We took Nate to his first Sundance Square Christmas tree lighting over the past weekend.
Awesome.
And it was so much fun. We went with some friends that also have a 2.5-year-old. They're actually, we know them through Nate's swim class. They're another swim parent set. And they had actually made the reservations there. They had planned it. And we just kind of tagged along. But it was so fun. The table was outside and we were eating and it was right by the Christmas tree. And this restaurant had a kid crudery board, which I thought was like a charcuterie board with maybe, you know, a piece of candy or two on it. I didn't really pay attention to it. And I pre-ordered it because we were waiting on our friends. We got there a little early. And no, it was a platter with gingerbread men to be decorated with icing and chocolate and Red Hots and all the candies that you could want possibly on the planet on this charcuterie board, kidcuterie board for children. And I had to explain to my friends that normally I would not do that, but I just failed to read the full description. But the kids loved it and they had so much fun, and their little faces when we did the tree countdown and the tree lit up, and it was just the most magical thing. And so I asked Nate yesterday what his favorite part of last weekend was, and he said the tree.
Oh,
the tree lighting.
You love it.
So it's now, I think it's going to become a Reyes family tradition.
So Nate's got your appreciation for Christmas rather than your dad's then, right? Is that what
yes.
it sounds like?
Okay. Oh, yeah. This kid, I think, will be excited. So I think he'll be climbing the tree. So I'm a little worried about that part. I'm a little worried about my ornaments. But on the whole, you know what? Stuff breaks. I'm cool with it.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I love Christmas too. We kind of have the same battle in my house a little bit. My wife's more Thanksgiving, so that's her holiday, and she's always like, let's wait till Christmas until after Thanksgiving's done. If she had her way, Christmas music wouldn't start until probably the 23rd or 24th of December. But me, I get it started as soon as I can.
Yeah. No. And it seems like Thanksgiving's late this year anyway, so come on.
Right. Exactly. Thank you, Bree. All right, so let's move into our main topic today. As I didn't mention yet, let me go ahead and preview what we got coming up. So we're talking about sabotaging your own retirement today. That's the biggest thing, you know, controlling what you can control. We're going to talk about that. We got a getting to know you question for Bree, and also another mailbag question as well. So a lot to get to. Bree and her team over at Estes Financial Services, by the way, are located there in Fort Worth, serving all the Metroplex area. So make sure you log on, check out their website. A lot of great resources there on the website at estesfinancial.net. Also on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you can connect socially however you prefer to do so. And then you can call, of course, always the office at 817-444-8402. Subscribe to the podcast too while you're at it. Apple Podcasts. Subscribe there or whatever podcasting app you use. And we'll start the new year off right. We got one final episode here before we move into 2020. So we're going to finish on a high note. We're going to help you prevent yourself from sabotaging your own retirement. As I mentioned, look, there's so many things in a financial world that are out of our control. Why would we mess up the things that we can control? So let's discuss some of those ways that people sabotage their own financial health. We got three ways that people do so. So let's start off with number one, Bree. Something we all do, we get very emotional and we obsess about those short-term ups and downs in the market.
Yes, I have had so many people lately that this has been the issue with. No one can control the markets. And so if someone tells you they can, run, please, for your own safety. If they can tell you they can predict the markets, just run. I see too many people that are going broke safely because they're trying to stay out of the markets because they've obsessed about them and they're worried about the markets. The better way to handle this is have a well-diversified portfolio based off of academic principles. Watch the markets, but know that you're not invested in just one, and rebalance. So be invested in good stuff. Don't try to time the market because you're gonna miss it. You're not gonna get it right, I promise you. And stay the course and rebalance. That will help you in your retirement. Obsessing about the market or pulling all of your money out of the market or in safe securities or with the way interest rates have been going, you'll go broke very, very safely. And I see that a lot when we're doing financial planning for prospective clients that they've gotten scared, and that's totally understandable. But instead of following a disciplined academic approach that is well diversified and that has a strategy, they've just pulled all their money out. And they're going to run out of money before they run out of life.
Yeah, that's well said. Going broke safely, just such a elegant way to put it. And it's true. You gotta be very careful and having an advisor that you can talk to, not only when you're worried about things going down, and you can just have that reassurance, hey, things are good, right? Lean on them with that, but also on how to prevent yourself from just being too conservative, because it's easy to worry about those ups and downs in the market because it happens every day. That's what the market does. It goes up, it goes down, and it returns back up again. So don't stress out. The other thing,
and make sure your portfolio matches your risk tolerance. That's something that we take all of our clients through a risk tolerance questionnaire to make sure, because a lot of people don't know their risk tolerance and don't know how risky their portfolio actually is compared to what they're comfortable with. And the closer you can get the portfolio to what your level of comfort is, the better off and the easier you'll be able to understand and not obsess about the markets.
Yeah, great advice. The next way we sabotage our own retirement deals with Social Security. And before I mention this one, let me remind you too, our last podcast, we got into the top five Social Security misunderstandings. So this is a great way to promote that. And there's some great information over there. So check that previous episode out. But the biggest mistake we tend to make is starting it at the wrong time, because once you dive in, there's really not any going back, right?
Exactly. And your choice on when you file could increase your annual benefits by as much as 76%.
Wow.
Think about that. 76%. 76%. There is not an investment out there that will annualize 76%. So timing is everything. And the Social Security Administration's job is not to help you choose the best claiming strategy for yourself. They will not talk to you about the taxation of Social Security and how it'll affect your taxable income. They will provide you the forms and the numbers and leave it to yourself. You need to make an informed Social Security decision. And there's a lot of factors that go into that. Not just, I'm worried Social Security is going to run out. Because there's a lot of ways to help fix and mitigate the issue with Social Security. So the strategy of taking it early, for most people, that's not the best idea. And really, you need to plan for Social Security. You need to start planning about age 55 to 62. The worst time to plan for Social Security is after you've taken Social Security, because there's nothing I can do to help you.
Social Security is a big part of everybody's plan, too, in retirement. It's for many people, it's a key part of their income. But the big mistake people often make in retirement is they maybe underestimate what they think they need to be spending to live that lifestyle they want to live. And that can be a big, big mistake in retirement.
the two biggest things that I see, well, three, the three biggest things I see people underestimate on when they bring me a budget in retirement is inflation. The historical average for inflation is 3.73%. And that's the number that I'm using right now in all of our financial plans. But we all know inflation can be much higher than that. And it has been in the past. And I don't understand, with as many $1 trillion in debt as we have right now, how it can't go up. Inflation's going to have to go up in my lifetime. So if I know that, and that's pretty much a known to me, I'm looking at the national debt clock now. We're at $23 trillion in debt.
It's also giving me
a small anxiety attack. We know inflation's got to rise, and most people severely underestimate inflation in their retirement. People severely underestimate taxes in their retirement. Why do I know taxes have to go up? Well, the tax cuts that we just got, sunset. Most people don't think about taxation on their Social Security. Up to 85% of your Social Security can be taxable. And that $23 trillion in debt the U.S. government has, we've got to get rid of it somehow. Taxes are going to have to go up. And then the third thing is healthcare costs. I am terrified of what Dad likes to call the zombie apocalypse, the baby boomers and the cost of healthcare, and the cost of healthcare when it comes to diseases of dementia, the Alzheimer's persuasion. I am terrified how that's going to affect our healthcare system and the cost of healthcare in this country. And I think people severely underestimate the costs of potential healthcare, not only their medicine, their copays, their medicines, any procedures that won't be covered. Not everything is covered by Medicare. That's always a fun thing when people figure out that vision and dental is not necessarily covered by Medicare. And dental, the better health that you can keep your teeth, the healthier you will be overall. There's multiple studies that show that. Those costs are usually not factored in when someone tries to identify the lifestyle amount that they need on their own.
You know, people probably wouldn't even ask themselves a lot of these questions too. And that's why it's such a good reminder that this is what you do. This is how you help people. It's not just about identifying those areas that can be an issue, but how to work through them and solve those problems, especially when it comes to income and your retirement. And one way that you guys always help people in retirement is preparing for taxes, because a lot of times that's another area that we underestimate, is how much we're having to be given back to the government, and it's going to affect everyone. And we just don't even know what those rates are going to be eventually when we get to retirement too. There's so many unanswered questions and it's so unpredictable, but you guys offer a toolkit to listeners of this podcast that they can reach out to you and get for free, correct?
Correct. We do. It's our ticking tax time bomb. And no, I cannot say that five times fast. Toolkit. And in it, you'll get our financial flight plan book, 7 Lessons to Save Your Retirement, that we wrote with our good friend Dan, a CD, which talks about taxes in retirement and how dangerous taxes can be to your retirement, a report, the 5 risks that could destroy your retirement, and also a tax special report, which is always good, and an investor awareness guide. The value of this toolkit is usually $97, but we send it out for free for listeners of the podcast if they reach out to us, 817-444-8402, or through our website, estesfinancial.net, and request it.
It's such a valuable toolkit. I would highly recommend you reach out. We've heard from people that have done so and have really enjoyed it and gotten a lot of benefit out of it, a lot of value there. So for being a listener of this podcast, you know, not only get the great information that Bree and the stories that Bree has, but you also get this toolkit. So reach out to her and go ahead and get yours today.
It's getting to know you time.
Let's go ahead and move to our getting to know you question for Bree.
I don't know why this segment always makes me so nervous.
I know. I always set it up like it's going to be like the toughest question, like a truth or dare question. But it's never anything that crazy. It's always just something that's very open-ended, and we let you take it wherever you want to, Bree.
I know.
Here's what we got for you today. What's something that you think everyone needs to do in their life at least once?
Wow. This could go a lot of different ways. Personally, scuba dive.
Mm-hmm.
I love being under the water. I love being a fish in the sea. I feel free. You're not connected to all the gizmos and gadgets, and hopefully you're not getting email under the ocean. And it's just, you can float and just think. I love being in the water. I am a mer person, I think. my favorite things to do are swim and scuba dive and even go to flotation tanks and do sensory deprivation flotation tanks. So I really, really like that type of situation, either scuba dive or a sensory deprivation float tank.
Okay. I thought you might say that. Do you and Joaquin have a trip planned for scuba diving again yet, or is it still kind of open-ended?
No, we do have a trip planned. It'll be my 40th birthday, so it's a couple years away. Next year, we've got a lot of family stuff going on, weddings and some stuff going on. But no, and believe it or not, Joaquin was afraid. He was a very timid, even swimmer when we got together. And now he loves the water just as much as I do.
Is that true, Bree? Would he really go scuba diving two or three times a day like you would do? Or is he just, he likes doing it once and...
Okay, I take that back. He is not as much of a fan as I am. He would go one time and he'd be cool. I
Your next
will go
level.
2 to 3 times a day and live on the boat. but he, you know, he humors me. I humor him.
Yeah.
That's what a marriage is, right?
That's awesome.
Compromise.
Exactly. Well, he's come around quite a bit to scuba diving. That's pretty cool.
It's time for the mailbag. We want to hear from you.
All right, so let's wrap things up as we always do with the mailbag question. We got a good one today, and let me remind you again, you can always send in a question to Bree and Estes Financial. You can either do so on their website, estesfinancial.net, connect on Facebook, shoot them a message there, Twitter, whatever it is, whatever you like to use. We'll take them. Whatever form or fashion, we'll bring them on the show. We'll ask Bree. We'll get her feedback so everybody can get the information that she provides. And today's question comes from Helen, who's got one that I think will connect with a lot of people. She asks, are there really no tax implications to rolling over my 401k? I don't really like the investment options in my 401k, but I don't want to roll it over and then get hit with a tax bill I wasn't expecting.
Helen, no one wants to get hit with a tax bill they weren't expecting. So I fully understand that part of your question. If you are rolling your 401k over to an IRA and the provisions are allowed in your 401k, usually it's either you've stopped working there or you're 59 and over 59 and a half. A lot of them allow you to do this once you're over 59 and a half. Most 401ks do, and the TSP does for you government employees that are listening. And you roll it directly to an IRA, then yes, there are no tax implications of that. Now, when I say that, the money should go directly from your 401k to a third-party IRA using a rollover form. If you take possession of the money in between, you may have a tax bill. So it's best to set this up, let a professional set up that transfer to ensure that it is a tax-free transfer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. That's good news, too, for Helen. So, Helen, I hope that answers your question. Remember, as always, if you have tax questions, Bree's great. She can answer them, but you can also reach out and get that toolkit. Don't forget about that ticking tax time bomb toolkit. Just ask her or her team, and they'll send it over to you free of charge for listening to this podcast. So, Bree, let's wrap it up, and I just want to thank you for the show as we close out the year. This show will be our last one of 2019. I wish you guys all in the office and the family a happy holidays, a Merry Christmas, and a wonderful New Year.
Thank you so much, Ben. And those of you that are listening, be safe over the holidays and go out and lead an abundant life.